Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
So today we're here with Brian Jewell, our in-house web developer.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brian. We are going to talk about websites today because there's a lot of things to cover, and we'll probably have several podcast episodes about this, but we wanted to talk with you first because we are rolling out some exciting things for SJC Marketing.
Very cool. Very cool.
Last week on our episode, Anna and I discussed how cool it is that SJC doesn't put our clients into packages and everybody is unique. And then later on in the same episode, we said, hey, check out our new packages. So I just wanted to clarify what we meant. So what I meant when I said we don't cookie cutter people is that our clients get unique custom fit strategies that work for exactly what their objectives are, instead of just getting a bland, here's what we do for everybody type of plan. However, when it comes to website hosting and support and design, we've tried to figure out a way to streamline that process so that our clients get a better structure and better turnaround and everybody's more organized. So we are offering website packages that offer hosting, design, support, everything that we can do in-house for people, kind of like that one-stop shop we talked about.
Right.
So that's why you're here today.
Yes.
Because you know all the things.
Very cool.
So tell us, Brian, a little bit about yourself. You've been with SJC since about September.
Right.
It's like you've been here forever. But...
yes, yes.
So tell us about yourself.
So previous to joining SJC, I actually owned a digital agency. And SJC was just too good. I had to come on board, right?
Yes.
And so, I've been building websites really my entire life. And it's always been a passion of mine. So now that I get to get paid to do it, it's just kind of like a dream come true. So Yep. Absolutely.
Well, cool. I remember when you said that about your first websites and you were a kid, my best friend's brother would do computer programming in his basement.
Yeah.
And one of the first things, computer games I ever played, he had made it up. It was called Barney Carnage. Barney Carnage. And Barney, the dinosaur, would drop down and you would shoot him.
That's awesome.
And he would splatter all over the screen.
That's awesome.
And he made that. And now he's a developer in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. And I think it's just a thing that you're born with, this developing gene that you guys have.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun for sure.
Well, you are doing amazing things for our company. So we're excited to have you. And in front of me, I have our new packages.
Right.
So tell me about these because I am not, versed.
Right. Well, I think, kind of where these packages came about was solving a need in the market where, you have a lot of companies where you come in, you quote them a new website or a new platform. And, for what they need, it's going to be a pretty big upfront expense. So for the longest time, it's been, either, okay, we're going to really, really kind of try to save money here and kind of do it ourselves using like a platform like Wix, or try to hack it together using WordPress tutorials, or we're going to go to an agency and then we're going to get this, kind of massive quote. So where this comes from is being able to utilize, our design, our talent as a marketing agency to kind of put together some preset templates, but really they're more like frameworks that we can quickly build out a site.
Right.
But offered at a lower monthly cost. So it's much more accessible to people getting started or who just don't have the money to spend on a giant, new custom website from scratch.
And I think people are sometimes surprised at what an undertaking it can be.
Right. Absolutely.
But this kind of puts it into manageable chunks that they can.
For sure.
So what's some of the support that you think is worth it? And I think kind of what we want to do today for people is break down how important it is to consider an agency, going online and finding something quote unquote free.
Right. So one of the exciting things that's been fun, working with SJC is that, we didn't start out as a web shop. We didn't start out as a web development agency. We started out as a marketing company. Mm-hmm. And so we're always talking about what we bring to the table. Right. And what's fun about these website packages are that, you've got, we're handling all of the hosting for you. We're handling all of your analytics. We're handling, helping you develop copy, all this stuff. the design looks great. It's mobile responsive. It's semantic. But what's really fun is that, you know, at the silver and above package, you know, you also got that monthly 30-minute marketing consultation.
Yep.
And, you know, you can't go to most web development agencies and say, you know what are we doing right here? What should we be adding here? Or, you know, it's, that's just a really kind of cool concept that's baked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, if you look at a lot of companies that we'll come into and we'll start talking about their website, they may have had it designed 5-6 years ago. They paid a lot of money, had it designed, and then it never changed.
Mm-hmm.
Or they built it themselves, and maybe every 4 months someone tries to update it, and it gets even worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this like degradation that happens once they start a website. The day after, it gets worse, just because it's not maintained. So what's kind of fun about these packages is that you have the affordability of kind of some of those smaller solutions, but you've got a marketing agency that's with you the whole time saying, hey, maybe you should be doing this, maybe you should be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an evergreen website because, I mean, you know, marketing, it changes,
right?
Seems like every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, so most people in small businesses don't have anyone to walk them through that process.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a really cool benefit that people are going to see when they decide to switch to us.
Yeah. And that's kind of where I love the editorial calendar concept that we
right.
work with. So
yeah.
We usually, if we do our job right, aren't too surprised at some of the changes that need to be
yes.
done. And
yeah.
we have that in our plan the whole year and we see it coming. And how important do you think it is, or do you know it is, to update your website?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, I think the biggest thing is when I was, you know, out doing this by myself, and I would ask clients a lot of the times, you know, why do you need a website?
Mm-hmm.
And it would always bog my mind that they really didn't even know. They just, well, we have to have a website, right? Like, it's like our Yellow Pages, but better.
Oh, Yellow Pages.
Yes, yes. And so they didn't even know. And so one, think about people think, well, I'm on Facebook, right? I'm on social media. You don't control those platforms. Your website is really the only place where you can completely control the customer interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so they dictate their experience with you as a brand by the experience what they find on you online.
Yep.
So if your website, the last thing you updated on it was the Christmas party from 2008, well, you know,
yeah.
you're not going to be like, hey, I want to work with you. So
right.
it's very important to keep your website updated. But I think it's more important to have goals for your website. A lot of people will update them, but they have real no strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of having that marketing approach to it, being able to say, okay, this is what we're trying to do over the long haul here. We want to rank for these keywords. We want to achieve these metrics or these KPIs. I think it's just so important, and people are really missing out on an opportunity there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that a lot of times when I talk to clients for the first time, they're like, well, people need to get a hold of us.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's true, but that's just one tiny part of it. What is the
right.
objective? What is the value add that you're giving with this website? And I feel like a lot of our most successful websites have a very clear value add for the client.
Oh, absolutely.
Or for the customer.
Well,
so
I think it's too, is that I say this a lot, is that your website really is, it's your best salesman, it's
mm-hmm.
your best customer support, you know, representative, and it's your best marketer. And it does all three of those jobs. And if you think about it that way, then you're going to build an experience that really tells a story or takes them through to a desired experience. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing about it. You land on a homepage and, well, what do we want them to do here? What are we trying to optimize for? What are we trying to get them to do? And, you know, most people aren't going to go to the contact form or reach out to you unless they know why they should.
Exactly.
Because they're shopping till that point.
Right.
Until you sold them.
Yep.
And your website can do that for you. And it's really crazy when you go into a business and see before they had a good website,
yeah.
before they had a good experience, what their process was, and then after, like, oh my gosh, people
yeah.
are finding us on Google. What an idea, right?
Yep.
But they're just missing the boat there, and I
yep.
think that's something that most people don't realize that they're missing.
Right, exactly. And I love how when you go through talking to a client, they're so in immerse, or what's the word? They are so
immersed
in the experience that they think their users are
yeah,
having,
yeah.
that they don't really know what it's like to be on the outside. And so they kind of lose track of what the purpose of the site even is, or they just, it's like when you say the same sentence
uh-huh.
over and over again, you're just saying it. But when somebody new goes to a website, you have to act like you've never been there before.
It's
and
hard
so,
to be objective for
yeah,
stuff, right?
Super hard. And so I like doing that with clients, and I like giving that feedback. Like, okay, you're asking someone to take 4 steps to get to something that should be very clear
should
on the
first thing that they find.
Yeah.
Right.
And with, like you said, earlier when we were brainstorming about responsive design. Mm-hmm. That's something that's still relatively new, I think, as far as our client base goes. So we need to do some education on that. But what I really like too about our new packages is you get our whole team. Like, I'm looking through these packages and I'm like, oh, there's Amy's job. There's my job.
Right.
There's yours. There's our, we have writers. We have our support. We have our email marketing strategists. So with this, you really are getting so much customer service, and I love that because
and it's just it's crazy because I was talking to someone the day about the website packages, and I'm like, because so this is the price that you get for this, and they're like, okay, that sounds reasonable, but what's the monthly? What's the startup cost?
Yeah,
I say no, this is it.
Yeah,
and they're like,
so exciting.
No, it's not. I said, no, this is it because you know you've got the entire team for just a low monthly, where you know some companies like that's what they're charging you for hosting.
Yeah,
you know, straight up, and you're getting all of this stuff just for that one, you know, low monthly fee.
Yeah.
And then after 2 years, you own the site, you can stop working with us if you want, or you can get a new redesign.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I love that. The potential for us to really help people and get creative and do the technical and the creative is so important.
It's that right brain, left brain kind of working together. Yeah.
It's the perfect mix.
Absolutely.
So just for fun, tell me about your favorite characteristics of websites.
So you brought this up earlier about the mobile responsive a little bit. And I think my favorite characteristic of a website is a website that just someone lands on it and they know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times people lose sight of that. We are really trying to optimize for a specific set of either goals or KPIs. So a great website to me is a website that the design doesn't get in the way of my experience.
Okay.
So a lot of sites that I like are very, very minimal, very, very sleek, very, very okay. That accent tells me I need to click on this. So those are my favorite characteristics. And I think what's happened is a lot of people know they need to have a mobile responsive website, but they don't really know what that means.
Right.
And it's the fact that there's just been such a shift from the desktop experience to the mobile experience and how Google tracks its algorithm and how they serve relevant content to people. So you have to have a mobile optimized website, but just because your site like sizes down to mobile doesn't mean it's a mobile friendly website.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of people miss the boat. I mean, it should really feel like they just opened up a really well done mobile app when they come to your website.
Right.
And a lot of times the text just gets smaller, but it becomes even harder to use on mobile than if you just displayed the desktop version. So a really good site to me is one that when you get on mobile, it feels like it was designed to be on mobile. And I think that's a really cool distinction.
Yep. And it's important too to pare down the website and offer the right information on your mobile version.
Yeah.
Right. So you can kind of mix it up.
Right.
And you can decide this is what people are going to see when they're probably on the go and visiting their phone, you know, and it's a convenience thing. Whereas if they're on a desktop or they have more time, they can do a different route.
And what's interesting, too, is that with Google's recent algorithm change and how they're indexing mobile sites, you know, there's been, I don't want to get too technical with it, but there's been this thing, adaptive versus responsive. And responsive has kind of won the day. But a lot of companies who hear, oh, it's got to be mobile responsive, they think that they're fine because 3 years ago, someone sold them a mobile website, right? But what happens if someone searches for on Google and this one desktop page says it's going to have this content, but when they click on that on the mobile, it's a completely different piece of content.
Mm-hmm.
Google now penalizes you for that. So a lot of adaptive websites that happened, that were all the rage are actually hurting brands because it's not truly responsive. It's not truly serving the same content.
Yeah.
And I think if without an agency, you're never going to know.
No.
Because that's not what most business owners are in the business to do.
Yeah, that's why they hire agencies
exactly.
to figure. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. What other characteristics do you like in websites?
Typography is very, very important. And so a lot of brands really don't understand readability. And I think I've seen a lot of agencies, what they'll do is it'll look good. Like they can like, oh yeah, the way that text color works with the scheme, it looks appealing if you're just looking at it, at the whole thing. But when you really look at how people are trying to read, it becomes less usable.
Yeah.
So I think a good website is one that really kind of blends that aesthetic, but also has the functionality. It means that, oh, I can clearly read this, or this looks good on every view. So I think typography, websites that use typography in a real minimal very readable. Like, I love Medium.com. It's mm-hmm. probably one of my favorite websites. I mean, how they do their blog or their style of writing, I think that's kind of the standard that most people should shoot for with their blog. A lot of people miss it because it's just kind of really hard to read, even though it kind of may look aesthetically good. But it's very hard to kind of keep your eyes on that screen for quite a long time. So
it's true. You keep on saying KPI for some of the people out there who don't understand some of our impressive website jargon.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Talk about what that means and how effective that can be.
So KPI stands for Key Performance Indicator. And so one of the things that you get in our website packages is that, you know, we're tracking Google Analytics, and at the gold and above, we talk about SEO optimization.
Yeah.
So KPI is really, it's what are you tracking? What are you trying to do? What data or what actions are important to you as a company, and how does your website relate that? So what's cool about what we do is we can see how effective your navigation is, how effective your call to actions are. And if we're trying to get them, for instance, as simple as maybe we want them to download a report right on the website, and we see that's the one KPI that we're really tracking is how many times do people download the report. And so we can see that, you know, 10 people come to that page and only one downloads. So it's probably not the best conversion rate. Maybe if we can look, we see in Google Analytics that button is a little confusing to people. And if we switch up the design a little bit, then the conversion rate's going to increase. And a lot of companies, surprisingly, don't track that kind of data. Everybody hears about big data, I got to collect data. And I'm like, most people aren't tracking any kind of data. And so if we can look at those analytics and see that one tweak will optimize for that specific action, we'll take it. And it's just one of the value adds that we do.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, Anna's going to join us.
Are you ready to make your brand shine online? Get started with one of our affordable managed website package options to fit the needs of your business. Go to sjc.marketing/shineonline and check out our awesome packages customized specifically for your needs. Ready to get started? Email us today at info@susanjcampbell.com or call us at 816-396-8575.
All right, so as you can tell by the giggling, no, just kidding.
I'm here, guys.
Anna just joined us. She had to...
I was trying to get us some business.
She was out of the office, but just dropped in. This is how we roll at SJC. We just kind of drop in and go, come and go as we please. No, I'm just kidding.
So what y'all been chatting about?
As our boss tells us. We've been talking about websites, and Brian is wowing everybody with big words.
Brian.
So he's such a
guy. Sorry.
Let's get a little background on my relationship with Brian.
Oh, yeah. Do we have to?
Brian, how long have I known you?
A long time. Was I in diapers?
I don't think you were in diapers, but you were definitely a small child.
Nice.
Anna, you're old.
Brian's brother and sister-in-law are some of our besties.
That's cute. Yeah.
Small world.
Small world. Anyway, no one in the podcast world cares about that. But.
Unless Steve's listening.
What?
Unless my brother's listening. Hi, bro.
Hi, Steve.
So I asked Brian earlier what were some characteristics about his favorite type of websites. Mm. And we also talked about, we have a new idea. Every episode, whoever our special guest is, we're going to ask them what their favorite emoji is.
Oh.
Because we love to use the emojis. Mm. So what's your favorite?
I like the flame emoji.
The flame.
Really?
Well, you know, it's like when you get done, you just drop some wisdom, you use the flame. No one thinks you're cool, but you think you're cool.
Do you also send that to your girlfriend a lot because she's hot?
Yes.
Good answer.
I'm going to write that one down.
Applications. My favorite emoji is probably, or the one I use the most, they differ. The one I use the most is the monkey covering his eyes because I'm mostly shamed.
Love that one.
By, you know, whatever I'm apologizing for at the time. Or the fist pump. So sometimes nail it or I mic drop and then I just throw that out there.
Yeah.
So they're two very different and opposite, but I use those throughout the day.
Probably my most used and overused is the laughing, crying, smiling guy.
Mm.
Joy, I think, is technically what that is. And really, it's not, I'm not actually crying, I'm laughing so hard, but
it's like the LOL of
emojis.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So that's probably the one. And the twin bunnies a lot.
The twin bunnies, you know what? I'm going to make myself a little resolution to use the dancing girl more often.
Yes, yeah.
Because, I mean, I think that about myself.
LA.
Yeah, that's what I want to be and what I want to do, so I need to use her more.
That's a good resolution.
Small steps. And what are some of your favorite characteristics of websites?
Well, that's a great question.
My favorite are ones that help me check out faster, so I don't have guilt that I'm buying another pair of shoes. Like, right. Click, click, up, done. Guilty.
I guess I just like people who are funny and quirky and shows the culture of maybe their organization or makes me laugh. I like websites that load fast and are mobile responsive.
Yes, yes, yes. Very important.
Get into the 21st century, people.
Which is actually, if I can't just plug our website packages one more time.
Ninja plug.
Let's do it. Okay. So
he's going to drop a flame.
Flame emoji is happening right now. So what's exciting about these packages, we're kind of putting them together. I'm going to use another big word. And in the gold package and above, they get access to what's called a CDN, which is a content delivery network, which means that we serve our images using a network of servers very, very quickly. And so the fact that that's put in with all this other stuff with this package makes it pretty insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool. So we talk about fast-loading websites. This will make them super fast.
Right. So go for gold.
Go for gold. Always go for gold.
Yeah. Did you talk a little bit about how last week we were like, we personalize everything, but okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. I was like, we don't offer packages. We're unique. Oh, by the way, we have new packages coming out. No, I clarified, at least I hope. But cool. If people want more information about our packages, they can go to sjc.marketing/shineonline
to learn more. That's what we're trying to make happen.
Yes. We want people to shine. What else do we want to talk about? Anything more we want to cover about our websites, or, you know, what other knowledge do you want to drop out there?
Well, I'll just say this about our website packages is that how we start is we've built three frameworks.
Templates.
I don't even really like that word, because a lot of times when you buy a template or you start a website or you go to Wix and you get to start with a template, it's very much like, okay, this is how it looks, and we're just going to drop in your photos. What they really are is there's three frameworks that we've built that can be extended and really rapidly prototyped into any look that we want.
Nice.
And so what's cool about it is that we've done the work on the front end, so we don't have to charge you for it later.
Yeah.
And so you get one of these packages and your friend Bob gets one of these packages, you're not going to have a similar looking website.
Right.
They're going to look like two completely different products.
But the functionality
okay. we've pre-built to make it so we can drive costs down and really kind of have that maximum value add. So definitely check them out on the website. Right now they're static. You can look at them. We're going to have some live previews coming here shortly, which would be really cool.
Yes.
Unless there's anything else you want me to talk about specifically, I think that's pretty much a pretty good overview.
I guess because we still have the option for someone to build a
absolutely.
Custom site.
Absolutely.
That may have some of this functionality. So talk about maybe who the target is for some of these packages, or why they might go the package route instead of
the enterprise the custom solution. Well, I think the biggest thing is that there's a lot of companies out there that are just starting up, or that they're kind of in this point with their marketing budget where they know that they need a website, but they just don't have the capital to invest in a full-blown custom solution yet.
Right.
This is a great place to start. And what's cool about it is I think it's a really great place where we can kind of come in and start to grow with them, because I absolutely see people evolving out of these where that, okay, now we're getting a lot of traffic. We're getting, you know, this is becoming an integral part of our business, so we need to add features or we need to scale it up.
Right.
And we kind of built it for that, to have that in mind. So it's pretty easy for us to kind of transition into that fourth package, which is kind of the custom. So let's say, you know, you come in and you start out here and then you want to add an e-commerce functionality side of your website. Well, that kind of goes outside the scope of the pre-built packages, but the way that we've built it, it's not very hard for us to add that. Whereas if you go to like a Wix or a do-it-yourself WordPress or Drupal, or, you know, get a web agency who doesn't really understand marketing, it's gonna be a process. It's gonna be something that's you don't want to deal with. It's a hassle. I mean, just ask anybody who's had to migrate an e-commerce store from a company that doesn't really know how to scale up, and it's kind of a nightmare. So we kind of really try to make it as a solution. I had a really great business mentor of mine once say, Brian, websites are kind of like your trash disposal service. You know you need them, but you don't want to think about them. And I'm like, that's a great way to think about my life's work. But, you know, I mean,
what you do is equivalent to a trash service.
Yes. But it's a good point because a business owner wants to do what made their, you know, they want to be a business owner in the first place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to think about their website.
Yep.
So with these packages, you don't really have to.
Yeah. Yep.
So how often do you feel like a website should be updated?
Well, as soon as you have something to update it with. I mean, really, honestly, that's the biggest thing is that it's, as we were talking earlier, your website's the one place where you can completely control the experience, you know? And so I think that you should be having a lot of the conversations that you're having elsewhere on your website. Mm. Because then if you have it once, you can have it a million times.
Right.
So always updating. The blog is integral. I think if you're, you know, any kind of content you can add, new product line, it should be the first thing you think about is getting it up on the website.
Okay.
And there's, I love landing pages.
Right.
And I love the potential for email marketing and how you can create an experience based on whatever content that you're pushing out on other channels. So even Facebook referencing a certain page. I love that aspect of creating a website that answers questions without even people knowing that they're asking them, right? Or answering questions.
Or they're not having to, try to filter through a lot of content to find what they need.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's so much, I think there's a stigma about a website, like once you put it up, it's there and it's kind of permanent. And what we're discovering and what we're doing is that you can create an experience that's totally unique. And
always evolving.
Always evolving. And I love that.
Absolutely.
I had another question I wanted to ask.
Like, what's your favorite color?
Will I get in trouble if I don't say red?
No.
Okay, because those are...
Be your own person, Brian.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It's teal. Like a dark teal.
I got on that one. It's aqua.
It's aqua. I love that color.
I thought he was going to say red.
It's still red.
Plot twist.
Well, we did go to SJC, and our colors were red, black, and white. So
yeah, that's kind of confusing.
Can't get away.
That's true. Yeah,
can't get away from it.
Your school colors?
Yeah, our school colors
also
and St. Joe Christian.
Oh, what was your mascot?
A lion.
Oh, rawr. Weirdest mascot ever. Ooh. The Bearcat.
That's not weird.
Well, who? I mean, it's not a.
That's my alma mater at SBU. We were the Bearcats too.
Oh well, I had a unique story to tell, but now it's not unique because you had a Bearcat too. But anyway. My high school mascot was the Kearney High Bearcats. Mm. And then I went to college at Northwest, and I was still a Bearcat. So
websites.
Anyway, so websites.
Well, what if there's like, to use Jen's favorite word, if there's like a nugget of wisdom you could leave for our listeners about web world, web presence, a little tip.
Right.
Okay. What would it be?
So if I had to give one nugget of advice.
One nugget of advice.
Ooh, that's
one
tough.
One flamethrow of knowledge.
One firebomb.
One flame emoji. The biggest thing that I would say is that we're transitioning into a time in marketing where it's really about the sharing economy. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk, one of my favorite guys to listen to, always talks about that. And I think the biggest thing that a website needs to do is needs to provide value. Because if you can provide value, and I think a lot of companies have this mentality that, well, we don't want to give too much away because then why would they call us, right? And I think giving value away on your website in form of blog content or white papers or ebooks or guides is really going to help you win in the long haul. And a good experience that can drive people towards that will leave a customer thinking, wow, I really like these guys. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that I would say.
Love it.
Love it. One of the things that I like to talk to new clients about, or the first thing that, you know, somebody in a company says, okay, we need a new website. We've called SJC. They're coming in for a meeting. What are we going to tell them? Some of the first couple things I always ask, so they kind of have this doe in the headlights look, you know they need a new website. I always ask, what do you need it to do for you? What have you decided your customers need from it? You know, like, so there's several functionalities of the website. So that's always kind of interesting to say, okay, what do you need it to do? What do you want it to provide? What's the look and feel? And then I love having them show me websites they like.
Okay,
I can tell what they're doing.
Give a starting point. Yeah, yeah.
And then I, of course, love showing them what we've done.
Right.
Some of the websites we've been able to build are amazing. So when I know it's a website conversation, those are kind of the key points that I hit on just to get a good idea of where they are in their journey of being mobile or where they are in creating content. Because sometimes if you don't have any content to provide, that's where we need to start. We don't need a website yet until we have more information to share. So that's just some things to keep in mind. If you're out there and dreaming of a website, that's where we're going to start talking.
For sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today, Brian. Yes,
thank Absolutely.
You, Brian.
Excited to build some more websites.
Absolutely. We keep you busy.
Very good. Very good.
One of our token three males in the company.
You're really helping us even out the gender equality.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, mic drop.
Fire Thanks. Emoji.
Fireball men thing.
And
SJC.marketing / shine online.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.